So there's two sections today. I'm going to be speaking about being present with the Holy Name, being present with the Lord. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's going to speak about the three Ps and Sankalpa, the importance of Sankalpa, and some other tips about Japa. Hare Krishna, Vince. Thanks for coming. Did you come with your friend? Did you come with your friend? No. Okay. So, maybe some of you have heard that in the Harinam Chintamani written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that book's all about the ten offenses and chanting. And near the end, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that the root of the ten offenses in chanting is inattention. So today's topic is about present and how to stay present, and also an exploration of what is presence. And I'm wanting really to make this more of an exploratory, experiential exercise as opposed to talking about it too much. But I just want to say a few things about presence. And one thing is that being present means to be in the moment, to be in the now. When we think about the past or the future, then we're in the mind. Right? And generally speaking, we're very, very interested in our life situation. We're very concerned about it, right? You know, what my job is, what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I did yesterday. I'm married, I'm single, I live here, I live there. These are all our life situations. But how interested are we in our life? Yeah. The life is the source of the life situation. And how much attention do we actually pay to our life? Our life is, because we're eternal spirit souls, it's always now. There is no time for the soul because the soul is eternal. And so in the moment, we can always find the soul. But if we're lost in the past or the future, then we're lost in the mind and we're actually cut off from that life. So we've heard, you know, when you're having fun, time flies, right? Or when people are in love, right? Time seems to not exist because we're super present in that moment and we forget about time. So we want to be like that when we're chanting the Holy Name. We want to be super present. And so there's a pathway to being present that's very simple. And for those of us who don't have spontaneous love for Krishna, we might find helpful. The things that I'm going to go through today, for someone who has spontaneous love for Krishna, they're not necessary because they're super conscious. They're super in the moment because of spontaneous attraction that is there. But if we tend to be absorbed in our mind or completely identified with it, maybe we don't even have the experience of ourself as separate from the mind and body as the Atma. Well, theoretically, we talk about it a lot, but do we have that experience? And the more that we're absorbed in the mind, the more we're cut off from that experience, actually. So there are some pathways that help us get in touch with the life that we are and the presence that we are, and in that it becomes very easy to chant and be present with the Holy Name. So one of the things that really helps is before you sit down to chant, and even while you're chanting, or even when you're not chanting and when you're going through your daily activities, is to notice your breath. And then, and we're going to practice a little breathing exercise, and then to actually take time to notice the life energy that's pervading your body. As Krishna explains in the Gita, the energy of the Atma is pervading the physical body. And you can pay attention to that. And when you do, you're no longer in the mind. You're completely present. And it's something you can easily get in touch with. And so I'm recommending today that we're going to practice this a little bit, but when we begin to chant together, we're going to chant together in unison. And while we're doing the chanting, I'm recommending that you stay focused on the mantra, but simultaneously stay focused on the life energy that's in your body and your breath. And if you notice that your attention has begun to wander, then bring it back to the sensations that you're feeling within your body and feeling that life energy, and to your breath, and Krishna present in the mantra. Before we do the breathing exercise, I just want to do another exercise with you that helps us kind of see the difference between the mind and the soul and the body, and helps us get in touch a little bit, shows the distinction between awareness and the mind. So if you wouldn't mind right now, if you just close your eyes and notice the heat that's in your body. See if you can get in touch with the warmth that's in your body or the cold that's in your body. And just notice that sensation. And notice that there's no effort required for you to perceive the warmth in your body. It's a direct experience. Now, you may think, I like this warmth in the body, or I don't like this warmth in the body. But as soon as there's a thought, as soon as you have this like or dislike, then the mind has entered into it. But this direct perception of the warmth in your body is directly the Atma sensing the body before the mind gets involved. Then now notice the thoughts that you have about the warmth in your body. There may be pleasant thoughts or unpleasant thoughts. Now go back and notice the warmth in the body directly. And ask yourself this question. Am I the warmth that I'm sensing in the body? Or am I that which is aware of the warmth in the body? And actually investigate this and check it out for yourself directly. Am I the warmth in the body, or am I that which is aware of the warmth in the body? Now notice the thoughts that you're having about the body and the warmth in the body. And again, ask yourself the same question. Am I the thought about the warmth in the body, or am I that which is aware of the thought? Okay, you can open your eyes now. Thanks for playing along.
Was that difficult?
So what I want to do now is a little breathing exercise. And we're going to do it. You can do it much longer, but it's I call it the 4x4 breath. You breathe in. Everyone can, I hope you can breathe through your nose. If not, you can breathe through your mouth. But try and breathe through your nose and keep your tongue touched to the roof of your mouth. This, you know, creates, keeps the circuit connected and helps the energy flow. And then, do you know how to breathe with your belly? This is called diaphragmatic breathing. When you breathe out, your belly comes in. And when you breathe in, your belly pushes out. Because your diaphragm pushes down, and then your lungs fill up from bottom to top or from top to bottom with air. And you get a good full deep breaths. So what I want you to do is at your own pace and your own count, to breathe in 4 breaths, I mean, breathe in 4, like count to yourself in your head, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then breathe in, And then hold your breath for four. One, two, three, four. And then breathe out. One, two, three, four. And then hold the breath out. One, two, three, four. So that's one round, right? So four in, hold for four, breathe out for four, and hold it out for four. When you're holding the breath either in or out, that's called kumbhak, breath retention. And it has a powerful effect on stilling the mind. If our mind is very, very active, it's even hard to get in touch with our life. That we can sense all the time. But if the mind is very active, then it's going here and there, thinking about the life situation. So the whole point of this exercise is just for right now to get in touch and actually feel the life within the body. And that's going to be like your anchor when you're chanting. That's what you'll bring your attention back to. And then naturally, when we're feeling our life, we begin to appreciate our relationship with Krishna. So my sankalpa for chanting is to chant with attention, to chant with reverence for the name, and with affection. So just imagine if a terrorist or somebody came in here right now with a gun and told everyone get on the floor and went to the back of everyone's head and went click. And then the police came in here and shot the terrorist, we'd feel so much appreciation for whoever saved our life. Yeah. And we'll be so much in the moment about our life, right? We'll forget all about our life situation at that moment. Right? Yeah. We'll be very present. Mm-hmm. And we'll be very appreciative. So when we're in touch with our life and we're present, we can really feel our connection with Krishna in a very real way, beyond any kind of sentiment. From moment to moment, from breath to breath, how he's the source of our life and appreciation for that. And that becomes, for those of us who are very much in the Bali concept, it becomes a real anchor and a way to stay present during chanting. So let's try the breathing right now. And as you're doing the breath, what I'd like you to do is really feel your presence within the body. Feel all the sensations and be aware that you're conscious of them. You're conscious of being conscious. When the soul becomes aware of itself, a natural joy arises in that. So at your own pace, just close your eyes, breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four and hold out for four. And we'll do about five of those rounds. I'll do it myself with you. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Everyone can count at their own pace. I'll do it for the first one with you, okay? And then I'll do it as well. So breathe in. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four, breathe out, one, two, three, four, hold out, one, two, three, four, breathe in, one, two, three, four, hold, one, two, three, four, breathe out, one, two, three, four, hold out, one, two, three, four, breathe in, one, two, three, four, count yourself. Okay. Come back. So does everyone have their japa beads? Vince, do you need a pair? You got some? Okay. Great. So what we're going to do is, the object is in this, we're going to chant in unison at the same pace. And the point of this is a couple of points. One is this is group support. So we're supporting each other in chanting the mantra. Our objective is not to chant fast, but to chant with attention and with support. And then practice being present in your body before the holy name, chanting with reverence and as much affection and as appreciation for your life and for the fact that the name has now appeared in your mind and on your tongue. And so we're going to chant a couple of rounds. It'll probably take us 15 or 20 minutes because we'll be chanting not so fast and be pronouncing, you know, the mantra clearly. We'll get more into pronunciation later. But just for right now, we'll be chanting as a group. And I'll start the rhythm. And then we'll just try and keep that rhythm. Try not to speed up. Try and stay in unison with everyone else, wanting to actually support each other in this. Okay. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita. Gadadhar. Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So just take a moment of silence and just sit and check inside and just see how you feel. Notice your breath. Notice the aliveness in the body. And notice that you're not the sensations or the thoughts, but you're that which is aware of the thoughts and sensations. And cherish your life. And just take a moment to thank Krishna once again for being the source of your life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Panchatattva ki jai, Mahamantra ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda. So now I'll turn it over to Vaisheshika Prabhu.